Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. With me, Feifei.
And me, Roy. Feifei, you look really angry. What's wrong?
Well, Roy, I can't find anything in the office. Things have been moved and stuff has just been thrown into drawers willy-nilly.
Willy and nilly? Who are these people? And why are they throwing stuff in drawers?
No, Roy, I said willy-nilly. Willy-nilly is an informal expression which means randomly or without order. Someone has made a terrible mess in the office.
I understand. It was Rob. He organised the office willy-nilly, and you know what he's like. Just throwing things in drawers willy-nilly, putting things everywhere willy-nilly, making a mess willy-nilly.
Roy, I think you're overusing the expression. You can't just say it willy-nilly.
Very good. I see what you did there. Impressive use of the expression.
Well, if you're impressed by that, wait till you hear another use of willy-nilly.
I'm not sure that's art. It looks like you've just thrown colours on the canvas willy-nilly.
You can't just come into the office willy-nilly. We have a set start time.
In the morning, I just put on any old clothes willy-nilly.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're hearing about the expression willy-nilly. We can use it to mean something has been done without order or randomly.
So I guess you can't just use the expression in a sentence willy-nilly.
Exactly. By the way, Roy, I saw you were arranging another Office Olympics. I'm sorry, I can't just attend your silly games willy-nilly as I have to work.
But if you can't attend them willy-nilly, perhaps you could plan for a time when you don't have work.
Even if I didn't have to work, I wouldn't take part.
Why not?
Because those games are stupid. Bye.
Bye.